What?
Yes. She's just so dominant.
What does that mean, bro?
Bro, she got like she got that puff your chest out energy. I'm like, bro, I ain't even with all that, baby. Like,
she'll bend you over and fuck yes. you type dominant? Like,
yes.
Nah.
Not literally. Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah, but like, what could dominant mean for a woman, though?
Bruh, she'll walk in the room and tell you what to do.
Shit, women do that already.
Basically, that's basically how it is.
Yeah.
This kind of sucks. I can't even see myself, bruh. This shit weird.
Yeah, I mean, I can agree with you.
All right, cool.
I can just barely see myself. That's why I guess, like, when I put my hand up, I can see myself.
It's just like, I see a blur with it.
Yeah, you don't really know how you look doing certain things.
Oh, God.
Like, you might think you're doing, like, a clip-worthy moment with your facial expressions.
Nah. Fuck it. What was that podcast we went on? The Collab podcast.
Open Relationship podcast? Yeah.
Whole time had me looking like Dwayne.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, nah.
Because you don't know how you look the whole time,
like,
bro.
I'm not trying to go for that shit again.
You talking about, I thought that was the style. Like,
man, get the fuck on. Yeah, you know what? You know
but to be fair, I didn't say nothing either.
All y'all can eat a dick, all right?
I nigga, I was in the car with you smoking and everything. We took a shot.
Like, I'm just like, wow, this nigga really had me go out. That's it. Like, wow.
I ain't gonna lie. The camera made it look worse than it did in real life.
Yeah.
Like, real talk. Like, straight up, bro. Because honestly, when
it
I seen
just, it was just.
Yeah. When I seen it on camera, I'm like, I mean.
Oh, God damn.
I mean, when I seen it in person, I'm like, oh, I mean, like, yeah, I guess that's what he wanted his hair to be like.
Oh, my God. Because
who's not going to assume that?
Like, I'd be like, hey, Brad, like.
You got that some. Shit whack as well.
Yes. Like, damn. I hold you. Well, I at least hold. Out of everybody there, I was holding you to a higher regard. Like,
I respect
you're not
that.
Gonna help let me go out sad and make me look like a dumbass.
I respect that, but hey, I don't judge niggas in their dread styles. Like, there's so many niggas maybe want to experiment. Like, you don't just want the regular old
nigga.
You know, shebang. You want to get some. You want to get something different, like the Juwana Man cut. I just thought that's what you wanted to wear. But then on camera, when I seen on camera, I'm like, damn, bro, he went down bad the whole time.
Listen, if you know me and we cool for real, call me out and say, hey, bruh, that ain't it.
Yeah, haircut you got on.
Like, bruh, that right there, change it up. that ain't him. That ain't the one, my boy.
Hey, man, shout out to them, though.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, shout out to them. We need to go ahead and do another collab with
them. Yeah, it's about that time. I mean, we should have been did it, to be honest, because they it seemed like they wanted to be on like right away. But I mean, now we in a more comfortable setup and shit. Look,
yeah, we just need some, you know, some Flux Plus.
Some what? Some what?
I said some Flux Plus.
Oh yeah.
So,
you mean some like faux plants?
The faux plants. Yeah, we need that.
We do. Just
you know, just for aesthetics, and we need the rug. We need the rug.
What's the word for it? Feng shui. Yeah,
yeah, get the feng shui together. Fuck that nigga shui. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I didn't say sway. I said shui.
Oh, who that?
You said feng shui.
feng shui, nigga. Yeah, fuck you mean?
Yeah, fuck that nigga.
I also want to get rid of this desk and shit, but I know they're gonna have a problem with that, but. Yeah. It's way better than we had before, bro. We used dead ass in here with just using natural light. I think we might have used. No, we wasn't even on camera. We wasn't even on camera. We were just in audio that whole time.
You were definitely right, nigga. Hey.
Having way more guests than we can afford. So,
hey, man, when you invest into your craft, pay off. Like, shit.
Yes, sir.
But with that being said, welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Welcome. Y'all already know what the fuck is it. Oh, God.
Take two.
Shit. God damn.
It's all good. Just gotta get back in it, bro. You gotta get back in that mode.
Welcome to the motherfucking podcast.
That was you, nigga.
That was all you. Yeah. Welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Y'all already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy Jew, aka the Granny Slayer, aka the MILF Taker, aka the Dilf with Wood That Could. And I also got my main man.
It is your boy Nate on the mic, and welcome to the motherfucking podcast.
Yes,
I think it's like 108 or something. But
nah, it's 109.
109. Yes, I remember saying 108 last time. But Yeah, man. Welcome to an episode. I be trying, bro. We,
I know it's hard.
Like,
it's
we
hard.
So far in. Like, we the team. Like, we're like, damn. We need a fucking team of niggas at this point, bro.
Oh, God. Look, we hiring.
Hey, real talk. Yeah. I mean, you won't get paid nothing. We just doing internships. But yeah.
I give you like $40 and some cigarettes.
Yeah, I'll fire you up, bro. Okay. No, but on a serious note, we're going, you know, saying our affiliate links. You already know who they are.
Instacart, one more. And also our proud sponsor, What's the Scenario?
Yes, man.
Make sure you tap in with them. And
all them links going to be down there, man.
Yes, sir. Make sure you tell them, you know, the boys over here at Short Story Long sent you. And one more, not going to lie, I ordered some headphones.
You did?
Coming in the mail. Yeah. So.
Off the record, though, you did?
Be on the lookout. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. Be on the lookout. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know you got to do it like a video for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm probably not going to order those off the record. Off the record, I'm probably not doing that. Hey, shit. Yeah, but,
On to news and other topics.
Yeah, man. So, first thing I want to talk about is the Liver King situation now.
Brother, this nigga be eating liver?
I mean, literally eating liver in balls, in dicks, in hearts, in brains.
That's some white people. That's some Dahmer shit.
Bone marrow.
That's some white people shit. I'm sorry. That's some white people shit. Y'all don't call me racist, but that's some white people shit. Think about it. Dahmer. What black cannibal can you tell me?
You know what? Though what you're saying just comes off racist. I can't.
All right, cool. Thank you. Can you name a Hispanic cannibal?
No. But I know two white cannibals off the top of my head.
Thank you. Thank you. That's some white people shit. I digress. No. Case closed. Boom.
I hate that that's like the way you put it is just such a good point.
You can't argue. Wait, that's how Kanye is really like going with this fucking argument and shit. We don't get into that.
Yeah, man. That's on later topics. But how much do you know about Liver King so far?
The only thing that I really know about him is him being a marketing genius in all honesty. Basically being an influencer who is somebody who really like tapped into the market of the young impressionable men of society, or really boys of society, trying to get the physique and
get real buff.
Yeah. Get so buff. Just want him to say, I'll take care of you.
So the thing was, for me, I've been seeing Liver. I feel like a lot of people have been seeing Liver King. Like you said, he's a marketing genius.
I haven't even seen. That's the sad part.
You haven't seen him at all?
No, I've seen more Grant Cardone than I've seen fucking Liver King. Like, so serious.
I get emails from this nigga. Just because I signed up for that fucking little event we were supposed to go to that we never went to.
Never.
On Father's Day.
I hate it. Should have went.
Yeah, we should have went. Probably wouldn't get like 300 emails and shit from this nigga. I swear I get fucking emails about boot camps and shit. I'm just
advertisement
like,
is everything.
Man, what? He paying like a hundred million. He paying like $100 million on advertisements alone. But I've been seeing him everywhere. I also watch a lot of podcast shit, and that's where that's where he did a lot of his appearances, was on like Impulsive and shit like that.
I was just about to ask.
He's
like,
on No Jumper
on
too.
What?
Yeah, he's on.
Oh
jumper.
Yeah, I think he
had some balls on set.
Yeah, I did see. I remember vaguely seeing like the thumbnail. The thumbnail for it, but I never actually like truly watched the video or anything like that.
So yeah, basically, I mean, it's not any different than what you know so far. He is basically an influencer, also I don't know which, I guess an entrepreneur or something, because you know he has his supplements company. Yeah. But he's been basically, if you don't know though, just to sum this up so we can get to that point real fast.
Get to the meat of it.
We found out, or the audience found out, that Liver King has been living a lie. On all these podcasts he went to,
dun, dun, dun.
On No Jumper he said this, Impulsive he said this, I think he was even on Flagrant with, you know, Andrew Schultz.
I think so.
He said this on every show. I never did steroids. And now come to find out.
He said, if I had taken steroids, would you think I'd have these appendages I have right now? These little chicken legs? Yes.
Yes, actually, like, that's more of a reason why I think he was steroids.
Like, none of that shit is natural.
Right? But me personally, I looked at it like, I felt like he was on steroids. Like,
everybody knew. If you actually look into the science of human anatomy, especially at his age, like, your testosterone levels are definitely decreased at that time, not unless you're taking like testosterone patches or i.e. steroids as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, or like TRT.
Like, yeah, like, that's the only way. Not unless you've actually been taking care of your body, you're still not going to be that fucking big.
Now, to give him the benefit of the doubt, he was working out for 30 plus years. He got to a point, according to the emails that was leaked about his steroid use, he got to the point where his body started to stagnate because, you know, testosterone levels are plummeting after, like, you know, a certain age for men. Yeah. And you're not getting those same gains. So that's when he turned to steroids. Now, first of all, he is on like 15 bands worth of like steroids.
Yeah, a month. Like, yo. Oh my god.
This nigga
god.
On all the steroids. Not only is he on steroids, but he on every one of them.
That nigga off the job.
Yo, not only is he taking just some, I don't know, SARMs or some, SARMs, I mean, some simple shit, some testosterone boosters or testosterone replacement.
Yeah.
He's not just taking that. It's literally all the steroids you can possibly think of.
Which, literally. I mean, I know it's probably yeah, not it's a lot, shit but. You can't even pronounce.
Yeah, right? Tramadol.
Oxybol. Like, nobody, like, okay, one, first of all, that is... You're a shitty person, dude. Like, I can't lie.
Yeah, and here's what
lie.
Makes him a shitty person is because though his whole he in his apology video, which is why it's bullshit.
Oh,
he's like a lot of people, huh?
Nah, go ahead, mom.
But he was like, a lot of people hate their lives, and I was basically giving them a hope. I guess I can say this. His whole marketing thing was like, our ancestors lived this way, eating like this type of food, you know, raw food.
They actually cooked too.
Working, yeah, exactly. But, you know, that's besides the point. This is what he said. He said these, I think it was 8 ancestral, some bullshit. If you live by these, you can be how I be. You can have the body I have. One, he's not the only one.
That's cat.
Yeah, he's not the only one to do this, though. He's not the only one to have an influencer role and be promoting bullshit.
That sounds like Andrew Tate.
I mean, hey, you said it, not me. Like,
just minus the whole, you know, bitch, do what I say because this chicken is cold. Like,
hey, I don't really have a take on that, to be honest. So that's right. Why I'm, yeah, I ain't got shit to say on that. But right. I've seen plenty of influence, especially in the fitness world, because fitness and beauty and shit like that is like some of the biggest scams ever. And that's why it's such a huge industry.
It's sorcery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of men are going to look at Liver King. I mean, whether we like it or not, they're going to look at Liver King like, damn, he right. I'm going to eat some raw balls. I'm going to fucking, you know, work out and I can get a body like that. But the problem is you can't get a body like that because he's beefed up on like 15 bands worth of steroids.
Yeah, you got to get juiced up. You know, yeah. Really like get that big, dude.
But you you promoting this supplement as if this supplement is a part of why you becoming so fucking buff, when in reality, you taking all the steroids, like literally not just 1, 2, 3, it's like 8 a week.
Like, look, from a capitalist standpoint, I see what he was doing. Basically, just preying on the people that would actually go for it.
Yeah, and that's something that's been around too. Let alone
like a snake oil salesman.
Yeah, exactly. That's not far fetched. It's like just because something is like happened before, and it's happened a lot actually.
Yes,
doesn't mean it's okay. From a moral standpoint, it's terrible because of the fact that you're gonna create a lot of body dysmorphia with people that look up to you, thinking that, oh well, I'm doing everything he's doing, but I can't get those gains, and they get insecurities from that shit.
But I look at it as, at the end of the day, you still have the choice to either A, do your own due diligence and do research on that on said product instead of just taking it just because he said take it.
Yeah, but in a perfect world, I would like for people to do their research, but niggas won't.
Yeah,
like,
you're right. Not. You're right.
Consumers
you're
don't right. do that. They expect for there to be regulations for when it gets to me that it's like what I expect it to be.
Then
when
hopefully
I seen
they
it
can
on commercials.
Sue if they have a commercial. Like, if you took the liver.
you're entitled to it.
Oh, You may be entitled to legal compensation. Call us now.
I'd be wondering, like, a nigga just years later, nothing happened to him from taking it, and he just, like, he seen that commercial, he's like, oh, the shit, fuck, nigga. Oh, shit, nigga, why I'm about to get a couple of milli?
I'm about to see. See. Like, let me see about that. Like, my knee hurt. Shit.
I got back pains, nigga.
Like, I got the gout now.
I be having mini seizures, nigga. Like,
wait, what?
That's the thing.
That's so dark. Oh,
how's
shit.
It dark? It's
human nature. Nah. Shut up.
It is.
You right.
Mini
you
seizures, right. Heart attacks.
Yeah. Death, yeah, murder. That shit.
But no. But just to wrap that up,
every day, B.
facts, man.
Look, but yeah, just like you were saying.
Yeah, just to wrap.
From a moral standpoint, no, it is definitely not right. Yeah, at all. Like, by all means, it is fucked up. But at the same time, I hold accountability on the people that were dumb enough to buy the shit. All right, because just like the pink sauce lady, like if you were granted.
Nah, she sold it. Us
she,
on that,
she sold, nah, she sold them.
Yeah, because right? I ain't buying that shit.
Yeah, okay. Like, nah, fuck that. I'm not going for that shit, especially if it's not FDA approved or something like that, where at least I can go drive and pick it up. Fuck that.
Yeah, right. But ordering some sauce online is just crazy to me.
Wild. Especially if it's off of Amazon, all right? Or if it's not off of Amazon.
Yeah,
because
she's selling
that
shit out of her kitchen.
Yeah, not going. But just from that instance, I would actually look at it and be more so proactive into looking into things before
I buy
shit.
So, you okay, so in a pink sauce lady situation.
Yeah.
You would be more mad at niggas buying the shit rather than the woman that's selling the sauce out of
hell
her kitchen
nah.
without FDA approval.
Hell no. Nah. First of all, I'm mad at everybody.
I'm about to say
hell
nigga,
nah.
That's irrational.
Hell, first of all, bitch, you're wrong for that shit. We already established that, fully established that. So yeah. That's why I'm saying in this instance, I'm comparing using the pink sauce lady as an example, just saying like, dude, he's selling you a lifestyle. It's really not obtainable. Though no matter what you do, not unless you do exactly what he does, which is get juiced the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, on like
right,
hella steroids.
On like mini fucking drugs. And your
six
dick,
figures worth of steroids
yes,
a year.
Yes, and your dick might not work.
At all. Right?
Like, it just might be there for decoration.
Like what? Your arms might go numb sometimes.
Yes.
Like, at that point.
So it's like, that's why I would say I would have done my own due diligence and research before I sit here and buy said product.
Yeah, but imagine it being some insecure dude that found Liver King doing, and you don't know this because you haven't seen Liver King that much, but he's doing hard ass workouts because he's doing these workouts. He's been working out for like 30 years.
Look at Daryl Goggins.
David Goggins,
yeah. Yeah. Like, I believe David Goggins because more so than I would believe Liver King. Cause look at David Goggins, he has a more of a realistic physique.
Yeah, this may be your thing. Yeah, he does like running and shit.
Yeah,
like,
but he doesn't.
He's not doing power lifting shit.
You can tell he's not on the roids though. Or even
I
if
mean,
he is,
could
it's
be.
Like, it's like theoretically, a light dose.
Theoretically, he could be on roids. Like, not all roids get you beefy.
Yeah, I know.
So like, he could be on roids theoretically. I know he's not. I know his story and shit. But
yeah, we don't want no Goggins beef.
Sometimes you can't tell, and that's why there's a lot of influencers just like Liver King that do steroids and say, "Oh, if you buy my supplements, you can get this body like this."
I would never go for shit like that. Like, I just can't.
But imagine being a desperate dude though, and
that's just being a desperate dude on Pornhub and you see bigger dick pills. And you go and buy those. And now your shit doesn't work forever. Like, bro, nah. I'm not going.
See, first of all, but that happens too, though. That's the thing.
So
it's like, should the company have more integrity, or should
like, yes.
No, let me finish. Should the company have more integrity, or should the customer have more, like, do more due diligence on the company?
In a perfect world, I would really want to say yes to both, but realistically speaking, I can't be mad at the company because they're making a product. They can either sell or go under. All right, that's one of two things. It's up to you as a consumer, all right, to do your research before you buy some dumbass product and then it leads you in the fucking hospital. And they, like, come on. No.
I disagree. I feel like they're capitalizing off people's insecurities. Niggas might have insecurities,
but that's
small
their
dicks.
Job, though.
No, it's not. Like,
yes, it is. Look.
Company's job is to make shit more convenient for us for the most part. Everything, okay. Like everything I can think of, Amazon, Google, Apple, all this shit is just for life to be more convenient. Not for them to capitalize, you know, Apple is too, but not for them to capitalize off of our insecurities. Like, a lot of niggas, especially when I was a kid, I had insecurities about my dick size. I feel like majority of men have. I was never the type to go click on those fucking, get 3 inches on your dick in 3 weeks. Like, I was never the type to do that. But I did.
I clicked that motherfucker.
What's that about?
I was like, I'm trying to see what that shit be about. Like, oh, I want my shit to be like a baby arm. Like, damn, not knowing, like, bro, I'm 11 years old.
Yeah, right? Like it's supposed to be this.
You're a kid.
But there's a lot of niggas that have that same mindset. And it, should they be blamed for clicking on that link and buying some shit, not really knowing what it is, but because the promotion is, what do you call it?
Enticing.
I mean, that too. That's correct too.
Yeah.
I can't think of the word I'm thinking of, but it was
so provocative.
Nah.
It's right there in their face. It's convenient.
I'm going to just go with enticing. Just, I can't think of the word I was thinking of. But so they click on it because they insecurities. Should they be blamed if they buy something that make their dick not work for life?
Yes.
Nah, they entitled to compensation.
Wait, no. This is how they're not entitled to compensation, because a disclaimer was on the product. All right.
I feel like that's true.
If a disclaimer is on that shit, they are legally not liable for whatever the fuck happens to you.
Like, your dick may not work after this.
I'm trying to tell you. So it's really your fault at the end of the day. Why would you buy that dumbass product? You're giving them the power.
I feel like it's easy to sell a dream to really desperate people. And that's why Liver King is a multimillionaire. Because he come out with social media videos fucking jacked as fuck, lifting up tires, like, he's fucking like, yeah, fucking 18, well no, they bigger than 18 wheeler tires, but you get the point.
Yeah,
fucking picking them over his head.
He got chicken legs.
Yeah, he eating fucking livers, like, ah, eating balls, raw balls.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, right? But he doing that shit live in front of everybody.
That's
like,
fucking disgusting.
So in a consumer's and especially in a desperate consumer's mind, he like, oh man, that's that dude right there. Like, he's living real primal right now.
That's him.
That's him at the.
Yep, that's Hemi Johns right there, nigga. Yeah.
Like, that's a primal dude. But in reality,
he is the new. Wait, he is Kanye. He's the generation of. He's the leader of a new generation.
That's like Kanye saying he like MLK.
No, that nigga Kanye. He West X, nigga.
West X. But turns out Liver King was a lie. But now, we already kind of moving into the Kanye thing anyway.
Yeah. So,
man, Kanye is showing up. Showing up and showing out.
Bro, that nigga is showing his ass. Oh, my gosh. Bro, that nigga is having a meltdown and nobody's taking him serious. Like, granted, I do understand there is certain things that he has been saying, you know, within the interview. Because I'm not going to sit here and act like I watched it full on through.
And I didn't either. 30, I watched like an hour 45.
Yeah, so. I watched definitely less than that. Like, probably like 30, maybe 35 minutes or so. All right. So, in all honesty, I can just say, one, Kanye, you a fucking fool.
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God.
Like, yo.
You know what's crazy?
He's going to get assassinated.
Oh, don't say that. Not going to win.
Yeah.
I mean, Kanye says some crazy things. I don't want that to happen.
You saying some, bro, you going against the mob, though. Like, bro.
The thing is, he sat up there on a basically kind of like a, not a panel, nah, it wouldn't be that, but he sat up there with some already canceled men in Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes. And he still seemed like way, way more like insensitive than both of them. Yeah, there was even a point where Kanye was like, he's like, oh yeah, I love the Jews, but I also love the Nazis. And then Alex Jones was like, oh, I can't agree with that one.
It's like, ooh.
So how do you feel about Kanye West saying the reason why he's tired of people like slamming Nazis and Hitler because every human has something valuable they brought to the world? Because Hitler invented things, apparently. I honestly didn't know this. I'm not going to sit here and act like a smart ass. I didn't know that Hitler invented anything.
I didn't either. Yeah.
But he's saying because of that reason, whether it's true or not,
yeah,
but because of that reason, he added something valuable to the world. So why should he be slandered?
Kanye, you're talking out your ass.
Genocide,
hold
nigga.
On, hold on. I gotta make sure. I gotta make sure this is correct. All right. Y'all can hear me? All right, cool. Kanye, even though I'm pretty sure you're never gonna hear this.
Yeah, right.
You're talking out your fucking ass.
Oh my god.
And whoever is in your corner and is supporting these ideas,
Nick Fuentes.
Boy, fuck you.
Like, I mean, you made Alex Jones look like he was the same person in the room.
Oh, God. Like, yo.
He's like, wow, this nigga wilding out.
He was like, damn, I thought I was bad, but shit. Like
oh, shit. Like, it makes me uncomfortable. Yeah.
make you look back like, damn, okay, maybe I do need to chill out.
Like, damn,
okay.
Bro. And we both in the same category of canceled?
Wait, like, why? Like, what? I ain't even that bad. Like, what the fuck I do?
Let me also ask you this, though.
Yeah.
At what point is it construed with, like, freedom of speech and just saying, like, crazy-ass things? And I think I'm asking that question wrong, but it seemed like a big part of that whole podcast interview thing was freedom of speech and how it's getting censored. But it's like, should people be able to say anything they want, no matter how ridiculous or insensitive it may be? Because, first of all, just to answer the question, Kanye, the reason why we don't look at Hitler in a high regard, regardless of what he invented, is because he killed
genocide,
millions of people.
Nigga. Gas chambers. Like what the fuck?
Concentration camps. Like
my dude.
What are we talking about? Taking families, like mothers from their family and fucking raping and killing them. Like
bro, he dead ass started slavery.
Yeah.
Like, yo.
Like, R. Kelly, he made some good ass music.
Bro, he made amazing. Half of the music he made is the reason why most of America has been like conceived and born. Okay,
because he said this on multiple occasions, so I believe him now.
Yes, like because it's real shit. Because you put in step.
No, my shit just turned off.
Damn it! See, that just fuck up the whole momentum. That shit weird, cuz.
Honestly, Kanye shit, I don't really have much else, but it's like some small honorable mentions. Like
yeah. Yeah, basically, nigga, we can just like spitball for a little bit. Should I just pause it?
Yeah.
What's up, cuz? It's like, it's
I think it
had
some of the
though.
Most mediocre bars on
it's
there.
It's savage, though. All right, cool. That nigga shooting out in London and in Atlanta, nigga.
I'm just saying, man. Everybody hating on Glorilla because she a woman.
Nigga, I ain't hating on her. Yes, I just said is. That bar was weak.
What's that called?
Criticism.
Hey, some niggas call it criticism. Some niggas call it hate. I mean, just
getting your Duffy. Better bars. But she's still talented. Yeah. He's definitely
she
highly
talented.
Talented.
At all.
Nah, don't do that.
yeah, I'm bullshit.
Like, damn, nigga.
I'm gonna have a hard take on, like, man, y'all need to stop hating on her. Anyway, nah, she is talented. Nah, she ain't talented.
A few seconds later.
Ah, that video is funny as fuck.
Like, I'm just like, wow, this nigga really just.
He's straight up, like, he straight up contradicted yourself in like 20 minutes, bro.
Wait, like,
it was literally like 20 minutes.
Wait, we were talking about Thug.
No, you was talking about something else.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. It's
like you use the popular opinion to justify one thing and then go say fuck the popular opinion in the next thing. Oh, man.
Good times.
Yeah, right. I'm so happy we got this like page where we can go all the way back and listen to our old shit, our old clips. This shit was fucking funny as fuck.
Yes, bro.
But Kanye West, though.
Yeah.
Since the fucking camera died.
Yeah.
Where was we at as far as Kanye?
You gonna ask me?
Yeah, I am.
All right, cool.
I am gonna
and
ask
this
you.
Is gonna be my answer. I don't fucking
know. I don't know, nigga. Shit.
God.
I drank some Four Loko when I went in the room, too. So like,
oh, okay, yeah. Cool. I don't give a fuck.
That just added to me forgetting shit is what I'm saying.
Okay. That makes sense.
I'm even more like, God damn, what the fuck are you talking about? Shit,
But look, Kanye. Oh yeah. Being like a canceled nigga amongst like.
Oh yeah, because he made Alex Jones look like normal.
Make him look like a saint in that bitch.
So I hate that Kanye is kind of acting like the crusader for like some type of truth that then, nobody asked for.
Yeah, and it's like you want to keep bringing up the fact of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm like, bro. In all honesty, you're doing more harm than good.
Yeah.
Like, because you're really deterring more people from not coming to Christ than going to Christ. With your dumb ass.
I don't think that's true, to be honest.
That's just my personal take on it.
Yeah, I get you. I just feel like most people are born into Christ, if that makes sense. If I'm saying that right. And a nigga like Kanye is not going to deter them from doing that. But I do believe that. You know what? I'm going to have this hard take, too. Because I've seen niggas say worse shit on podcasts that go on all platforms. All
right. Go ahead.
I feel like some Christians just use the Bible to justify some of their shit. Bro.
And you not
like,
fucking
real
wrong.
Talk. Real like, fucking you're talk, really bro. Not. And I hate that. Like
and, hey, I can genuinely second that, and I am a Christian. Like, it's, like wholeheartedly.
It'd be some, like, I mean, I don't even want to.
Church folks.
Yeah, I don't want to go too church far
folks,
into this.
Church folks. Look, we can do that after. We can fuck that, because we honestly can get in that, because it does kind of intertwine with the whole kind
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah, it does.
Like,
yeah.
In all honesty, because one, here's one thing that really grinds my gears, all right, with this bullshit. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to sit here and be holy as thou and always bring God into the equation when God gave us free will and he also gave us common sense. So by me saying that, you can't always throw God into the mix or say, oh, the devil's out here working hard. No, you just made a dumbass decision. My mom, for instance, gave me an example. She said, if you're driving on the highway and you see your gas tank is literally going on E, it's at that notch, it's literally on
yeah,
E.
You probably
and
got like 15 miles left.
Literally, and you've been past like 5 gas stations. Are you going to sit here and just pray to God and say, oh, Lord, do I need to get gas? I don't know, Lord. Please tell me if I need to get gas or not. He's going to look at you like, hey.
What other sign do you need?
like, come on. So.
Even when they don't make it, the devil don't want me to make it. Like,
what, bro?
Like,
the
nigga.
Fuck? Like, what the fuck? There's no way you can sit here and tell me it's somebody down below that's fucking with your life because of the decisions that you made. Now, granted, if life happens and it's something that's completely out of your control, then I can't say anything
yeah,
about
it.
All right? That's completely understandable. But if it's something that you could definitely control, or if it's something that you all honestly had to just make two right decisions and everything would have went smoothly, but you decided to make one wrong move, that's your fault.
Yeah, that's a good point, though, because that's not exactly what I was saying, but that is true. Like, some Christians would use it to have like a lack of accountability.
Facts. And that's like, the perfect fucking phrase. Thank you.
But I really don't want to get on Christians too much, because actually we're supposed to be talking about Kanye talking about Jews.
but Kanye, he wants to talk about how, oh, they're trying to push the narrative of they don't want us to talk about Jesus, they don't want us to talk about Christ, they don't want us to talk about the Lord. That's the thing. It's not about you talking about God or talking about Christ, because in all honesty, Migos, for instance, Offset, I can tell you at least 5 different songs he done said praise God or thank the Lord, or you know, I keep God first or something like that. Like, I always hear that, and they've been leading the culture for at least what, 10 years, right?
Yeah.
So, bruh,
I think a little bit more than maybe 10 years.
So you can't use that as a viable excuse, in my opinion.
I hate that he used Christianity and the Bible to tell us that porn is bad, which I do think porn is
bad.
Man,
you're right, but there's no way you can sit here and say, oh, porn isn't making that much money. It's only like a $10 billion industry.
Yeah, like what the fuck? I mean, it's not making that much money in comparison to like maybe fashion and beauty, but it's
my
making
nigga,
some fucking money.
My nigga, 10 billion. Do you know what I could do with 10 million?
Yeah, 10 million, right? Like, not even 10 billion.
Add a B on that bitch. Yeah, what? Like, bro, ain't no fucking what? 10
That's
billion?
That's the type of money you don't even know what to do with. You just like, damn, I guess I like.
I'm gonna just go to Dubai.
I guess I'll buy another house.
Might as well buy a grotto.
Like, shit. Might as well buy a fucking waterfall or some shit.
Oh, God. Play like real life GTA.
Yeah, real talk.
Fuck you mean. But, yo.
But he also used the Bible to justify his drinking, though. And he used the Bible to justify his drinking that led to the DEFCON tweet about, you know, Jews and shit.
All I'm seeing is a lot of dodging accountability.
Yeah.
I'm really seeing a lot of dodging, beating around the bush, bullshitting, like dancing around the question. He's saying a lot without saying nothing.
I hate that I'm cutting you off because I have cut you off a lot. But another thing is with a lot of people, and it's not just Kanye dodging his own accountability, but a lot of people, when they seen this or when they see this, they blame it on Kim Kardashian. Now, I don't disagree that Kim Kardashian and her family is corrupt as fuck, and they do fucked up shit.
They definitely had a part to play in it, but I wouldn't just solely blame them. That's like blaming Blueface on Krishan.
So Lamar Odom, once he got done with Chloe, he was doing crack and fucking in whorehouses. Is it her fault? Is it her fault that his nigga is like doing this crazy shit? Or is this nigga just a fucking crackhead that's like love sex?
Like, he's a horny crackhead.
Like, bro, how you gonna? I hate that they use the Kardashians as scapegoats. They are terrible people sometimes. They've done terrible things. They are a notoriously terrible family. They used Ray J for ratings not too long ago.
You want to know why? It's because it's easier to blame somebody than to actually take accountability. It's way easier to point the finger and say, it's your fault.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the thing, though. It would be easy for fans to say, Kanye, this is your fault. Like, you should take accountability. It's harder for them to say, okay, in their lives, it's like, it's harder for them to say, I need to take accountability. But it's easy for them to say, Kanye, you need to take accountability. But they're not doing that. They're looking at every other thing like, oh, they're trying to silence the truth. Oh, he didn't want to say Jews, bro. That's why he walked off. They fumbled the bat. Like, it's always some bullshit.
This is one thing I definitely have to say, and before I forget it. I hate the topic or the argument of being a quote unquote free thinker. All right. What the fuck is a free thinker? If you were born by yourself, if you're as you are a human being with your own will. Okay. There is, in my opinion, there's no such thing as a fucking free thinker, because a lot of the fucking information that is out here for us and a lot of the quote unquote facts are regurgitated information that has just been literally spit back right to us.
And your free thinking is always going to be skewed by something. Even if it's Kanye and just the Bible, that's all, or right wing media or something like that. Your what you think is going to be skewed by something.
Thank
period.
You. And even if it could be period.
You know, she had her ass beat. Just like side note, she got her ass beat. She got beat up in like a mall or something. Like,
that's such a dumbass get, bitch.
I was like, wow, like, that's so random.
Yeah, like, God damn, she was such.
But she did get her ass beat.
Shouldn't have been talking shit, bitch.
Hey, I know she did something.
Okay, she should have been talking shit in the streets of Michigan.
Really?
Nah.
Oh, I was about to say, what? That would have been a shocker, nigga. Like, what? She from Michigan?
Nigga? Nah, I don't know. I can believe it, though, because yeah. I can believe it.
I mean,
from Michigan. God damn, we got off topic.
I mean, we ain't been off topic that long, though.
Yeah. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. People will literally take, like, you can have your view or the way that you think, it can be misconstrued because of a personal subjective experience that you've had. Granted, yeah. The next person didn't have it, but that was your experience. You can't sit here and say, oh, well, I'm a sheep because I'd rather just wait. Okay, no, that's stupid. I'm sorry. You can't call somebody a sheep just because they're looking at, they're basically getting influenced by other things, for lack of better words, yeah. Like the culture or just society in general. Granted, I do understand the reason of calling them a sheep because, in all honesty, unplugging from social media and shit like that and actually doing research on your own and finding shit that's not on the internet, because some things on the internet can be misconstrued, or just like Wikipedia. That's anybody can really just go in and edit whatever the fuck is placed on there. So never, Wikipedia is definitely not credible.
It's a double-edged sword. The internet is here for our convenience. So it's way easier to just Google something, just get some facts on something, or sometimes misinformation on something with just a click or, you know, a couple keyboard types.
Like, yeah.
So, I mean, it is what it is. I do agree that, like, the internet is a bit terrible for us. It makes us, like...
It cripples us.
Yeah, it really does. It definitely does. It really does. Our communication is going downhill.
Bro, if the internet dies today, if it goes do you... Bro, humanity would crash.
So many niggas would lose jobs. Like yes. Careers they had.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck Mr. Beast gonna do?
Nothing.
He got hit. That nigga rich as fuck. But still, like, what the fuck?
He's just gonna give all his money. Yeah, he's just gonna give all his money away.
You know, shout out to Mr. Beast though. That nigga is like, I think he like my age, bro.
Shit.
Like, real talk, he's young as fuck.
Tax evasion. Tax evasion. Ain't no way you making all that money. You giving it all. Ah, hell no. Something going on. No.
But back to the Kanye thing, because we have just, you know what I'm saying, skipped around that. You know, at this point, it feels like we've been talking about Kanye for a long time. One thing I can, my biggest takeaway away from this, not that he loves Jews.
Shit, he don't like the Jew mafia.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't question his experience.
Yeah.
It probably was the Jews, quote unquote, that harmed him or tried to put him in jail or whatever.
Yeah, I can sadly see it.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Yeah, not being Semitic or anti-Semitic to you guys or anything of that sort. I'm just saying that I can see it as of a minority race, all right? Because at this point, Italians and it's really looking like Italians and the Jews are really the one that's really running the whole world at this point.
Like, see, but that's anti-Semitic. Like, if you say that, because that was a whole idea around the Holocaust, is that Hitler thought that they were a superior race. So you had to kill them.
I don't think they got to be killed, though.
I mean,
I feel like they're definitely running the narrative.
But how do you feel about that? When Kanye says the Jews have done him wrong, do you think that anti-Semitic, regardless of what anti-Semitic is?
I don't know. No. I don't think that that's anti-Semitic. That's just an opinion. Like, in all honesty, that's not him actually spitting in your face. That's not him. Granted, again, just like he said, I don't know his experience with the Jews or with
Jewish people in his life.
Yeah, with the Jewish relationships that he's had. Yeah, over we can't say
the Jews. Like, Dave Chappelle told us not to do that.
Yeah. You're such a Jew. But I can't question his relationship with his Jewish counterparts, but for the most part, I can say what he said was clearly an opinion. It wasn't anything to stab at you guys or actually, like, discredit you in any type of way, or not discredit you, but basically slander your name. He just says, wait, what did you say again?
He said, I'm going to go DEFCON 3 on the Jews.
Oh, well, then, yeah, that's anti-Semitic. Yeah, nah. That's anti-Semitic right there, nigga. I ain't gonna lie. Nah. That right there, nigga.
Oh, shit, nigga.
Oh, God.
Nah, yeah.
Oh, shit. Brandon's nigga said I'm a little Duke. Yeah, nah. With the whole DEFCON 3, yeah. I don't think that was anti-Semitic. I think that was just extra zeal. All right, he definitely, like, took the scales with that one. Yeah, nah, dude.
Yeah, he said he liked Hitler and shit, which is like...
Yeah, I feel like he's just trying... Bro, he's just saying shit just to get click value. Okay?
But see, that's my thing. You can't argue freedom of speech, but say the craziest things to prove, like, that they're going to try to cancel you. Because, I mean, you saying crazy-ass shit. Like, you saying crazy shit. Like, man, I'm y'all going to stop all this Nazi slander. Like, who the fuck
what
says
the fuck,
that?
Nigga?
Who the fuck says that shit?
Yo, stuff like, not, I fuck with them, my niggas, bro.
Wait, what? Bro, you was just begging for niggas to not like you at that point.
You're begging to be boycotted. Like, dude, Look. Again, like he was saying, freedom of speech, say whatever the fuck you want, all right? You clearly have all rights to say whatever and how you feel, but you can't be mad at the fucking consequences that comes behind your fucking words and your actions, my nigga. You can't be mad at that.
Oh, God,
like, bro. So serious, because right now you're literally just trying to throw a rock at a glass house and say, oh, why y'all getting mad at me because I threw a rock? Yeah, like, nigga, you broke their fucking house. What is wrong with you?
That's a funny ass analogy. Why y'all getting mad at me, nigga? I threw a rock.
Fuck you mean? It was here. Your house is right there.
I threw that shit. Yeah. Knowing that it was all glass.
The fuck? That's exactly what you're doing. It's an oxymoron.
I honestly don't agree with the analogy at all, but it was funny as fuck. Because it's like the Jews.
Okay, Jewish, you come people. With a better analogy, nigga. Like, yeah. Nah,
I can't think of an analogy on the spot. Okay. But Jewish people seemingly is running everything.
Yeah.
So that house is not glass. Disney. That shit is fucking pure, like, titanium, nigga. Like that.
That shit diamond,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, ain't no breaking through that shit.
Yeah, oh God. Like, you can try.
Like, it's like throwing a rock at a titanium house and getting mad that it ricocheted and hit you in the head.
Like,
God damn it.
Stupid ass house. How the fuck did she do that?
Oh, God.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely a better analogy. Nah, that's way better. That's way better. Way better. Way better. But case in point. It's like, dude, you can't be mad. Stop being mad at everybody else because of your actions, dude.
Yeah, bro.
Stop saying the dumbass shit out your fucking mouth.
And stop drinking, because that tweet would have never happened if you wasn't off that drink.
Yeah, get off the juice.
Accountability.
Yes, that is the word of the day. All right.
And that's the word of the year, my dear. Yes, real talk.
And the Confederacy.
God damn. This has been a year of just watching. And I mean, mostly on the relationship side, but watching a lot of niggas just not take accountability, bro.
Yes, bro.
I think I have.
For the Confederacy.
At least. Goddamn. No. But yeah, at least. At least when I fuck up in life, I can look at it and say, I fucked up. That was a dumbass thing I did. When I'm fucking speeding on the highway trying to get back home from fucking Pennsylvania, I look back at it. I mean, in the moment, I'm like, damn, I wish I had weed because I would probably drove slower.
Yeah, oh, God.
But I look back at it like, man, that was my dumbass fault.
Yeah, good thing we didn't have weed.
Yeah,
we definitely would have went to jail.
Bro, that would have been so terrible, bruh, if you went to jail that day.
On God.
Oh my fucking God.
On God.
But, yeah, just to wrap up the Kanye thing, though, because I feel like we've been talking about that for a good minute.
Yeah, because it was a really good conversation about that shit, or at least, like.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, for the most part.
We got a little more time to talk about some bullshit. But Kanye, I don't know what you're expecting to get out of this.
Yeah,
you're not a crusader for truth, because nobody even asked you for this.
Yeah, like,
I don't get what exactly. If anything, you're setting yourself up for some dangerous situations. They already banned you from banks and froze your accounts and shit.
And nobody wants you in the fucking Oval Office.
Yeah, real talk.
Right.
Even Trump, who's supposed to be his boy, told him not to run.
That's the dumbest.
He told him straight up, "You're not gonna win
at all."
Yeah. I mean, I agree with him too.
Nigga, that's you're black.
This is the first time I agree with Trump.
No. Nigga, you're black.
And Kanye, though.
Fuck that. You're black with no trace of white. You're dark skin. All right. Well, you're not dark skin.
Yeah, he like brown.
You're like more so on the darker hue, though. Nigga, you not making it. No.
Black with no political experience.
No.
Yeah. No.
Just
no way.
Off of sheer fact that you're black.
You got all this drama in your fucking family life. Like,
you're black.
Publicized life.
In the White House, you're black. No, you can't be black in the White House. No.
You can't be anti-Semitic.
And don't bring up Obama. Don't bring up Obama. Don't do that. Don't
keep.
Because that's one
of the. Keep Obama's name out your fucking mouth.
Like, dead ass. What the fuck? Because in all honesty, we really only had two or three black people in the White House. Frederick Douglass.
This is some history that I never even gave a fuck about history.
Okay, I can't say Frederick Douglass, but I know Abraham Lincoln. He was half black. And Barack Obama.
Yeah.
That's basically off the top of my head. But half black. This nigga's full black. You not making that. I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, I think majority, like, because you got to realize there's a lot of people in America that don't even know who Kanye is.
Yes.
Like, straight up.
Well, nah, this nigga's a billionaire. There's no way.
You'll be surprised, bro. People in fucking hick towns in fucking Alabama, the fucking countryside, them niggas don't know the fuck Kanye is.
I can respect that because they can be so unplugged from everything.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And they bubbles just don't, they don't even have Kanye in it. It's fucking Tim McGraw and shit.
Yeah, fucking Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah, right. That shit's not even in their bubble at all.
Gonna go take that girl to the Old Town Road.
Oh, I do want to mention Angela Yee, man. And despite me saying a couple months ago that nobody would care, I ain't gonna lie, because she's, regardless of how much of a contribution I personally feel like she made, I understand now that a lot of people care.
Yes.
And two, I understand now that she is a staple, regardless of how,
yes,
how funny she was or whatever.
Yes. DJ Envy, Angelique, Charlamagne God.
I feel like it'd be funny if DJ Envy and Charlamagne had a podcast, though.
Hell nah, that shit would be gay jokes all over.
You right. Yeah, them niggas like,
nah,
is real gay. And
No. It's really Envy ass. Envy, he's so fucking cringy, bro. Like, oh my gosh. Charlamagne, he know how to say what's on his mind. Like, real shit. Like, that's the one thing I've fuck with Charlamagne for. You know how to say what's on your mind and mean that shit, okay? And you know how to elegantly put it instead of just spewing it out, all right? Like a real nigga. And then, but you also know how to spew it out like a real nigga as well. Envy, oh my gosh, bro. You say the most cringiest shit, like, bro, oh, what, you touching him in the bum? Nigga, you like 40 years old and you say bum? Just gay ass, nigga. What the fuck? Oh my god.
I ain't mad at him for saying it like that, though. Like, nah, niggas is on radio.
Nah,
and shit.
Bruh, nah, I am. Fuck
and he
shit.
Not even
and
like.
And then you make into People's Choice. It's a playlist that you made. Nobody even chooses it for 13 years. You're a bitch for that. Like, why would you do that? Like, come on, bruh. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit, man. You grilled his ass.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes. Yes, and then you gotta see you talk about, bruh, him not being able to please his wife for like 10 years and
man,
shit. Like,
sad.
Bruh, nobody wants to hear about that weak ass shit.
That was sad as fuck.
Weak ass nigga. Like, bruh, you over here got some weak ass dick in this weak ass marriage, bruh. Get the fuck out. Nobody's gonna hear that shit. Bruh, oh my god. Y'all need a third anchor, okay? Y'all need somebody else in there. Preferably somebody dark skinned.
First of all,
cause Angela Lee, bro. oof, baby, I'll take you down still. Yeah,
she ain't even all that fine, bro. like,
she ain't even all that fine,
game,
bro. That's somebody's auntie, nigga. Somebody's daughter.
I thought she's married or something.
I think, yeah.
I guess I wouldn't be surprised if she is. Yeah, yeah.
No.
Angela Yee kind of already. I mean, even though she a radio personality, she not like.
You don't hear about her in the mix.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, she's still kind of behind the scenes a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That's why I fuck with her. Yeah. Yeah, my baby, low-key.
You like your bitches low-key?
Yeah, low-key, bae.
Yeah, me too,
bro. Yeah, yeah. I don't like a bitch always in the mix.
Yeah, because they be thoughts like 9
oh
times out of 10.
Oh, my God, bro. You so right. Like, oh, my God.
They
like,
be thoughts are like city
yo,
girls.
Yo. Like, real shit. It's this little thought I was fucking with. It's like now I see a bitch with a whole bunch of tattoos and shit looking all cute. I'm like, damn, I know you be fucking niggas. Like,
don't play with it. Don't play with it.
It's the evil world we live in.
Yeah, is she getting dick? I dick you down.
Dick you down. Dick you down. Dick you down. Wait, dick all in your stomach. Dick all in your
stomach. You already know.
Listen.
You gotta pay attention to the signs sometimes, bro.
Wait, as soon as I see like a reel on Instagram and the bitch looks fine as hell and she got tattoos, like more than 4, I know she got an OnlyFans.
How you feel about women shaking ass on, like, a girl you interested in shaking like ass on Instagram, though?
I don't give a fuck. If I'm fucking, I don't give a fuck. If I'm not fucking.
I mean, I don't know why I waited so long to say that, but I do, like, real talk. It's like, bruh. I looked down and thought about it, like, damn.
Nigga, you gotta think about it, bro. They're wise. Wait, all right. Here, just like a meme, all right? You in her inbox. I'm in her slides. We're going to CVS. We not the same. Like, I got her bonnet on,
you
know, right
you
now.
You want me to tell you what I think, though? What? I think a lot of niggas are more encouraged to say they don't care, even if they do, just because women would throw it at you like, oh, you insecure. Because you look at it like, oh, you don't trust me, you insecure, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, why you got to have your ass on Instagram?
Because I'm going to look at ass on Instagram?
I mean, exactly. You one of the consumers of ass.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm,
but look, there's many of niggas like you that's consumers
of ass.
I'm not
going to pay
ass
for it, though.
Niggas will.
I'm not. Niggas fuck will. That. Fuck
but
that.
But my point is, there's niggas just like once, you. Though. That's looking at the ass picture like, damn, ah, fuck this bitch. But you want her, though. But she's showing this ass as, like, this is her marketing. Like, she's showing this off for niggas, real talk. Or, I mean, it's not for herself, let's be honest. Like, who's shaking their ass on Instagram?
Oh, no. Then they cop out and say, oh, it's for my bitches. It's for my bad bitches.
It's,
I want
body
them to
positivity,
see me.
Bitch.
Yes. Get the fuck out of here.
I love myself.
I ain't trying
I
to hear that
body
bullshit. Y'all trying to trim or penetrate. What the fuck you trying to do? Like, fuck out of here. Like, fuck you mean? Like, bro, I ain't never heard of a bitch really getting off from trimming. Fuck out of here. Yeah.
What is that?
It's like
rubbing pussies.
Yeah,
I thought it was called tribbing or tribing or some shit like that.
Just scissoring.
Yeah, like you're just rubbing clits.
You're just like,
yeah. I'm like, what the fuck,
right, bro? Get the
I know
fuck
that don't
out
feel
of
that
here,
good,
bro. I hit you with this.
That's why y'all get straps. Yeah, like real talk. That's why y'all get
oh,
straps.
Oh God, now you got fucking
ain't nothing like
dildos
it
in your.
Yeah, fucking 12 inch long.
Like yes. Oh wait, I found some shit. It's like a fucking.
You found it.
No, nigga, shut up. So
fuck you on.
Nah, it's some shit I saw on Instagram. It was it's like a sex toy for dudes and shit. It's like you stick it on the wall and the shit just like.
Wow.
I post that shit on my close friends. I was like, it's over with for you.
And that's like, that's not true. Like,
I would get one. I ain't even gonna lie. I would get one, I would probably throw that bitch away.
I would never get, bro. I'd be seeing the ones that's like a full prosthetic ass. And like
now that
and
I couldn't do. That
I'm just
I could
like,
not bro, do.
Who buying this?
Niggas that
yeah,
don't
I
get
know
pussy.
I know. Yeah. I know. Bro, not even off the record because I don't really give a fuck, bro. I feel like.
Oh, don't say it.
No, I ain't never. I never bought. But I seen.
Oh, okay.
I was on porn one day. That's probably like 2 years ago. I was on a porn site one day, or Pornhub, and I seen like this fat ass. I'm like, oh shit, I'm clicking on that. Yeah. Nigga, it turns out this nigga fucking a prosthetic fucking doll. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck? Nigga recording himself fucking this doll. I'm just like, bro, come on, bro. You ruined it for everybody.
Like,
you ain't gonna fucking
like
put a category 50K, on this.
That shit had like 50K views.
Nigga, what? That shit had like 500K. Like,
oh,
nigga, that's
damn
the audience.
Oh, boy, nah, that was clickbait.
Oh, God. Everybody thought that was a real ass.
Then you check the comments. Wait, have you ever checked the comments in a porno video?
Oh, my
bruh,
God.
Bruh, those shits be either creepy or funny as fuck. It's one of the two.
It's like majority of niggas like, hey, yo, what's her at? Or give me her number. It's
yeah,
like,
what's her Instagram? What's her site?
Bro, I seen a nigga actually do a review of some, like, hood-ass porn I was watching.
Wow.
He's like, the lighting wasn't good, but I like the way he took long to ejaculate. I'm just like, yo.
Niggas really thespians out here with looking at lesbians. Like, what
nigga
the fuck?
Nigga wrote a Yelp review on Pornhub.
Oh, God. And I bet you that shit got 5 stars. Wow. It's an evil world we live in.
Yeah, real talk, bro. Kanye said this, too. He said, because bitches that... Let me stop saying bitches.
Bro, no jumper get away with saying bitches. Fuck that.
Yeah, you right. Nobody really give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't get it.
But bitches that do porn a lot of times are products of molestation. So by
thank God.
Yeah,
you said
I forgot to even talk about that. So because of that, anybody that indulges in that is participating in
listen here
pedophilia.
Mr. Kanye West, the one that gave us My Twisted Dark Fantasies.
The one that gave us Scoop the D Whoop.
Yes.
Whoop.
Yes.
Scoop the D Whoop.
The one that gave us Graduation. All right.
The one that gave us If I Fuck This Model. She just bleached her asshole. and I get bleach on my t-shirt, that must mean I'm an asshole. Yo, Kanye has been tripping for the past few years now, actually.
Oh, God. Like, Mr. I wish I could go ahead and fuck my life up and can't let them get to me. Sir, shut the fuck up. Oh, somebody said it. My man. God. If there's nobody in your corner that's telling you, I'm going to be a nigga actually fuck with you. And I'm going to just tell you this right now. Shut the fuck up.
Yes, indubitably. I know he surrounds himself in this echo chamber where everybody agree with him and shit, and everybody think the same.
Get around, stop being, bruh. Dick riding is not a source of transportation. Tell these motherfuckers to hop off your penis. All right, damn.
And I imagine because it's Kanye, it's hard to not do that if you somebody that's, I guess, gaining off of this relationship with Kanye, and somebody that has such a brash, hard headed way of thinking. Like, you're not finna skew Kanye from thinking what he thinking, no matter who you is.
And that's, I just, would still tell him shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and then he just X your ass out.
Fuck it.
And then he bring your ass up in the podcast.
Fuck like, hey, at least I get clout off of that. Like, and I make a response video and expose his ass.
You know, so this nigga Kanye tried to talk shit about me in this clip right here. Now I got receipts right now.
Like, yeah, like let me show y'all what's really going on. All right, like this nigga want to see you eat gefilte fish, but then he said, you know, he put the Jews like that.
I got a picture of this nigga eat gefilte fish.
I got a whole fucking video, nigga. This nigga over here.
Nigga, smash that shit.
Oh, God. Having a good old time. And this nigga want to talk about some, he don't fuck with the Jews like that. Nigga, what? Okay, now I don't know.
No, but back on the porn topic. Back on the porn topic, though.
Yeah.
Porn is for sure dangerous.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
It definitely can be, especially depending on where you're at in your life. If you're more prone to maybe depression or something like that.
Yes.
You can fall into a rabbit hole of watching porn for really like 5, 6, 7, 12 times a day.
Okay, that's a little bit excessive, but yeah.
Bro, you would think.
Yeah, and like at the most I've ever like beat off in a day, I can say about 5, maybe like 8 times.
Even in your youth?
That was in my youth, nigga. Oh. That was in the youth. Shit.
Shit.
Yeah.
In my youth, bro. Shit. Hey, ain't no telling, boy. Ain't no telling. Ain't no telling. I'm gonna talk about a little bit more about that on Patreon. All
right, yeah, ain't no telling.
Yeah. All right. I probably beat 20, but I'm beating the fuck out that motherfucker. I'm wearing that ass out, nigga. What, nigga? Motherfucker. I was punishing the dick, bro. Pause.
That motherfucker like I owed you money. Oh shit! But look,
oh, man. Any kids watching this, bro? Don't.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, please don't watch porn. It's an unhealthy addiction when you're young, bro.
So serious.
Then when you get some coochie, you're not even gonna really want to watch it that much.
Yeah, and then it's like, bro, it desensitizes you. And it does. It's gonna, like, you're gonna have such a high expectation, and then once you realize it ain't that, and that ain't this. Don't get me wrong. You can find a porno bitch, but it's going to be rare.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be rare.
When
you find her, if she's crazy, keep her on the team. Even if she's crazy.
If she's crazy, keep her on the team. Why are you crazy like that? Like, that's a qualification for her.
Because,
to stay on the team.
Like, 9 times out of 10, a bitch that got some... She got that dwop the bop dop bam.
I do, yeah.
Oh God, nigga, yeah. She probably crazy. It ain't no probably.
I mean,
she
is
crazy.
I feel like all women crazy though.
Yeah, we all know that, but still. Like,
some of the best pussy I ever had was crazy. So I don't disagree with you.
Oh my God.
I don't disagree with you at all.
Bruh.
But to say that we
I'm
just
mad at
in
this bitch
off,
not hitting me up right now. Hit me up right now. Damn.
She had that. But anyways, just to end this off, because we are an hour in, and this video I know it's going to be long. I'm going to make sure it's still recording. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But that's actually pretty clutch. I just wish it wasn't like a fucking security mirror in a gas station or something.
Oh, God, because that shit weak as hell.
Yeah, but just to end that off, man, to say that we, because we indulge in porn, because, I mean, I do still from time to time,
yeah,
that we participate in pedophilia is such a huge reach.
Oh, my gosh.
That is the biggest reach ever. Oh,
God. Like, bro, that nigga's not even, like, that nigga's, what, Dao Zim or Sangeef?
Dao Zim, yeah.
That nigga Dao Zim, bro. That's such a fucking reach. Yeah. Like, look. Realistically speaking, you can't tell me that because I want to beat my dick and ejaculate watching somebody else have sex that I'm contributing to pedophilia.
Well, first of all, when you put it that way, porn just sounds gross as fuck, actually.
Because it is gross. Yeah,
you sound like a cuck. Like,
nigga, if you really think about it, you kind of are.
Low key. Yeah.
I watch girl on girl shit. Like, I ain't even gonna lie. Not every time.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, bro, niggas be capping. I hate when they be like, bro, no, I don't want to be seeing no dicks. It's like, nigga, that's sex, bro. Fuck out of here. Stop being a bitch.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you scared to see some dicks, nigga? Like, fuck.
In real life, yeah.
I mean, nobody wants dicks, like, in front of them. But I'm just saying, like, porn, bro. You can't tell me you so, like, hetero that you just, like.
Bro, some niggas so hetero, they don't even watch their own ass.
Bro, you joking, bro.
I'm so serious. Like, I don't touch my ass. That shit gay. I'm not one of them. I'm not one of them.
Bro, imagine being so hetero, your ass stinking for 20 bruh, years.
I would never do it. Yeah.
That's wild as fuck, dog.
Oh, that's wild. Wait, nah, you know what? Let me ask a question. Since you want to sit here and say, people that watch porn are contributing to pedophilia. Do you feel that companies that make sex toys are contributing to pedophilia as well?
I mean, by default, that's what that would mean.
Damn. So it's like everybody's some pedophiles.
The pedophiles. Yeah.
But I can say he did bring up in the, I think it was in some old Bible or some old book. He said in their faith or their religion, pedophilia is legal or something.
In Judaism, and I'll try to refrain from talking about that too. Cause I don't even know if that's true or not.
Yeah, like it's alleged. That's something, do your own due diligence on, because I'm pretty sure 9 times out of 10.
Allegedly, he said that Jews can commit pedophilia if it's not another Jew.
Oh yeah, but if it's a Gentile.
Allegedly, this is what Nick Fuentes said. This is probably a big reason why he's canceled right now. But yeah, I think if we finish off on that porn thing, man. I feel like it's ironic that you're trying to demonize people that watch porn, which you already said was a $10 billion industry, but your ex-wife participated in it, and you also participated in it by watching it yourself. So
No. Not only did you participate in it, you actually pulled out your laptop and played it in front of a whole board meeting.
He did do that.
So there's no fucking way, and you're saying, oh, I played that as symbolism to show them how I felt, like how Adidas was doing me. Nigga, get the fuck out of here. All right. You just want to sit here. You're like one of those hippie artists that are fucking delusional, or starving artist. Someone who feels the way they think is so outside the box when, no, nigga, you're delusional and you really need to get a fucking job. Okay. Like, get a job. I'm pretty sure you can paint. Definitely, like, invest into your qualities, like, invest into your talents. But handle your responsibilities. Don't just feel like, oh, I can live rent-free and just because I can paint real good. And you just don't understand my vision. Oh, my gosh. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro.
And let me just remind y'all, freedom of speech is definitely still alive.
Yes.
Everything is actually so lax that you could say a majority of things that you want to say.
Yeah.
They just ask that you don't say the craziest fucking shit we've ever heard in life.
Yes. They just like, look, say what you want. Just don't say the extreme.
Yeah, please. Just that's all we ask is this one thing.
As soon as you go there, then we got to sit here and cancel you. Now we got to, like, bro, we don't want to do that, all right? Yeah. Like, this is fun for us. Say whatever the fuck you want. It's hilarious.
It sparks up conversation to get niggas talking
and shit. It's provocative. It gets people going. Yes.
But then you go fucking so left field and be like, wait, why y'all trying to ban me? It's freedom of speech, bro. Like, no, nigga. They have the right, just like you have the freedom of speech, quote unquote, they have the freedom of speech and freedom of liberty and all that shit to ban and cancel your ass from their facilities, bro.
Yes, with your stupid ass.
But thank y'all for tuning in, man. It's been a pretty good episode. I ain't gonna lie. We only had 2 topics, but it sure didn't feel like it.
Yeah, at all. Yeah, we definitely, like, we stretched that motherfucker out. I ain't like some Tybo.
We did that shit right there.
Fuck you mean.
But all my links gonna be down below. I ain't gonna do too much talking, man. All of our affiliates and shit down below. Our sponsor, you know what I'm saying? What's the scenario? Down below.
Down below.
And Oh yeah, I'm gonna be talking about the fights tomorrow. The fight's coming up tomorrow. Wonder Boy versus Kevin Holland.
Yes,
that's gonna be a good ass fight. I'm gonna probably shoot that right after this or something. Gonna get that out. Second episode coming soon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Oh yeah,
that's all I got.
Thanks for all of our supporters, listeners. You know, tapping in. Yeah, it's been your boy Jew, the Granny Slayer. If that could, we would. And we're gone, as we should.
Bars, I nigga. Do, yeah, yeah.